Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca IFIS first half 2019 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Luciano Colombini, CEO of Banca IFIS. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, and welcome everybody to our call on second quarter results. Today, the board of directors, under the chairmanship of Mr. Sebastiano Fürstenberg, has approved the second quarter results. Before going to the results, I would like to update you on the main management initiatives. We are working on the industrial plan to be presented in autumn. The industrial plan will focus on NPS and lending services to SMEs, streamlining capital and cost allocation per business, cost control without impacting investment in digitalization, IT, and NPL. As we anticipated in our first quarter conference call, the other key priority is capital strengthening. In second quarter, the CET1 reached 10.81%, 0.52% up versus first quarter, driven by organic capital generation. This level is well above the 8.12% SREP requirement. We are working on the potential disposal of our real estate in Milan. The disposal has an industrial rationale. We currently occupy about 8,000 square meters for just 300 employees. We are looking for more work-efficient and modern premises with open spaces to facilitate smart working. In addition, we expect to realize a capital gain from the disposal. As regards NPLs, we continue to focus on cash recovery. In second quarter, cash recovery came in at 67 million, plus 19% versus first quarter and plus 66% versus second quarter 2018. In the first six months, we acquired about 0.7 billion unsecured NPLs, including forward flows contracts. In this context, following today's press release about our potential partnership with Fonspa, I would like to clarify that NPLs remain part of the core business for Banca IFIS, although the NPL market is changing due to consolidation, regulation, amount, and type of NPLs to be sold. The potential transaction is aimed at considering the creation of an NPL business operating alongside the entire value chain of the NPL management across all asset classes, secured, unsecured, NPLs, UTP, leasing, real estate, consumer credit, and able to compete in terms of size and efficiency with the main Italian and European players. As part of the potential transaction structure, we want to highlight Banca IFIS will retain full ownership of its portfolio and cash proceeds. We have informed the market in order to be fully transparent, although there are several issues to be agreed. We are now in preliminary talks, and we are working on this potential transaction. In terms of second quarter results, we reported a net income of about 38 million. The contribution from PPA came in at 21 million, plus 4 million quarter-over-quarter mainly due to the early repayment of a performing loan and the settlement of a non-performing loan. Net banking income came in at 145 million. Operating costs came in at 64 million due to the closing a tax proceeding of former Interbanca with no impact on Banca IFIS net income. Cost of risk of 22 million included further provision towards the construction sector to reflect the updated evolution of these restructuring processes. I would like to highlight page 7 of our presentation. In the second quarter, cash recovery came in at 67 million versus P&L contribution of 60 million. In the second quarter, cash collection includes the release of 6 million accrued cash on 1.5 billion GBV NPL portfolio. In fact, payment during the onboarding phase, which on average lasts about 6 months and relates to the inclusion of all NPL documentation into our system, are accrued and released when the onboarding is complete. In first quarter, we reported about 0.8 billion growth of secured and corporate due to release of some NPL portfolios. The ODA grew by about 8%. In order to provide greater transparency, I've asked to include in the presentation additional data in our NPL portfolio. I would like to stress and underline that in the second quarter, cash repayments came in higher than internal model estimates. Now I will leave the word to Martino to describe some details of our results of this quarter.
Thank you very much. And as you see on page 9 of our presentation, there is a segment breakdown which shows that the non-performing represented 52% of our net banking income minus loan loss provision, trade receivable about 23%, and leasing about 10%. On page 10, I wanted to highlight the breakdown of our clients. As you can see, we have 6,700 clients in trade receivable and about 67,000 in leasing and rental for a total of 83,000. On one hand, the client in trade receivable factoring continue to grow. On the other hand, we haven't exploited much the cross-selling among leasing and factoring. Less than 15% of factoring clients have leasing product. Less than 2% of leasing clients have factoring products of Banca IFIS. So we plan also to grow into this category. In terms of trade receivable, turnover was up 3% quarter-on-quarter. Net banking income divided average customer loan at 4.9% and loan loss provision at 18%, which included some additional provision on a few large construction companies to reflect the evolution of these restructuring processes. Then, on the other two pages, on page 12 and 13, we wanted to provide you with, some additional breakdown of our portfolio diversification and client segmentation. As you can see, we have a very strong focus on SMEs. We have currently more than 50% of our loans are towards companies with less than 50 million, and on the other categories, around 50% of the other category reverts to clients that are transfer debt from very small enterprises. On page 13, you can see the client segment, net customer loan segmentation. You can see that there is no particular concentration in a sector, and that also we have the strongest exposure in the north with 51% of the outstanding and the center with 27. So altogether, it's a quite strong, let's say, geographical diversification. In the leasing, we are relatively stable. 15 million net banking income at 15 million, loan loss provision at about 3 million. And on page 15, we provided additional breakdown on the leasing segmentation, where also you can see that the average exposure per client is between 15 and 50,000 euros, and let's say that more than about 85-90% of our outstanding is in, of the net customer loans in the, is in the northern and central region of Italy. Let's move to the non-performing on page 16. As you can see, we have acquired this in this quarter, we have acquired 0.4 billion euros and additional 300 million of forward flow contracts. And we have disposed 0.6 billion euros. The 0.6 created the disposal, this disposal create a capital gain of around 8 million euros. We dispose portfolio queues. Tails of our portfolio, the disposal price was about 1.8% and against a book value of a net book value 0.5%. And about this 68% were acquired before December 2006 and about 90% of them had the default date before December 2013. Let's move to page 17. We just provided a very quick update on our ERC, 1.4 billion euros in the first, in expecting the next 5 years, and 1 billion euros afterwards. Then let's move to page 19, where we wanted to provide an additional breakdown. This was, let's say, the CEO was quite, let's say, open to provide additional breakdown on the portfolio. This is not the, let's say, the entire portfolio, but shows you the portfolio that was acquired in 2015 and 18, and show the average price. The average price has increased slightly. That's true, but also the quality of this portfolio has increased in terms of better vintage, better lower vintage, better documentation, and also sometimes better collateral. In terms of type of non-performing loans, as you see, the bank successfully switched from consumer non-performing to banking. As you see, the largest acquisition in 2015 were on consumer, and then 2017 and 2018, we were acquiring more banking non-performing, banking overdraft. Finally, page 20. In terms of page 20, I would like to highlight that one question that many of you asked many times, in how many years you get cash back? And basically, in about 4 years, we are able to get the cash, the full cash back. And this is a quite, let's say, good, let's say, track record, in my view, considering that it takes, depending on the court for sure, but between 16 and 28 months to get to the order of assignments. Final, before leaving the word to the CEO, I would like to stress that the expected price of recovering that we did at when we bought the portfolio, for example, 2017 and 18, is confirmed at today. Is confirmed today. So basically, there is no significant difference from our price calculation at the beginning, so when the expected price that we the expected cash that we expect are pricing from the expected cash that we have today. I leave the word to the CEO.
In conclusion, I would like to highlight some positive trends in our second quarter results. CET1 of 10.81%, plus 0.52% organic capital generation and the use of DTA on first half 2019. Net income of 38 million euros in first quarter 2019. NPL cash collection of 67 million versus P&L contribution of 60 million. We are working, let me say, night and day on the business plan to be presented this autumn, and on the potential disposal of some real estate to be completed by year-end of this year. Talking about the potential deal with Fospa, I have to say that are just in preliminary talks, and we don't have any further information to give you, except what we said in our communicate. Thank very much for your attention, and we are at your disposal for the Q&A section.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions.
Yes, we take one analyst at a time, please, with three questions each time. Okay, thank you.
The first question is from Manuela Meroni of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Three questions on my side. The first one is on the non-performing loans. You said that you are changing your focus from consumer to banking non-performing loans and overdraft. I'm wondering, what is the reason behind this change? Is that just an opportunistic move, or you believe that there is more value there? Second question, again, on non-performing loans. I'm wondering, what is the pipeline of non-performing loans that you see? How much non-performing loans do you expect to buy in the second half of this year? Third question on the Common Equity Tier 1, good results in this quarter. I'm wondering if you can provide us with the guidance on the level of Common Equity Tier 1 that you expect by the end of the year. Thank you.
All right. In terms of consumer from banking, it is just the amount of the dispose, and we want to just to pass the message that we are able. We started the consumer, then there was this massive sell-off consumer, then there was more banking non-performing, and we were able to switch. We were able to evolve and achieve positive results in different segments. This doesn't mean anything, just the disposal has been changed, and we adapted to that. They have changed, but there is still a, let's say, good flow in that made us acquiring 0.8 billion in 2018, 1 billion in 2017. You know, this provides a stable flow on that.
Anyway, we are still buying about 50% of consumer credit in the market.
On unsecured. 50% of the unsecured was us in the first half 2019. In terms of pipeline, that's quite difficult to make an assessment. We are, let's say, we are confident to do the acquisition because for sure the non-performing pipeline will remain there in place. We don't expect probably going forward the next two, three years, a significant, let's say, the same flow that probably came up into the market in the last, let's say, three years, but for sure, for good quality. Please consider also that we became much more efficient than in the past in recovering. That's another argument, and we are making forward flow contracts. As soon as, let's say, we buy the forward non-performing that meets certain characteristics, and let's say that's provide us on, let's say, a good flow for our business. The non-performing, the forward of the flow of non-performing will remain there. In terms of CET1, I'm afraid we cannot provide a guidance, but we can say that we work to have a strong CET1, but we don't provide a guidance for now.
Thank you.
The next question is from Simonetta Chiriotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have two questions. The first is about the collection rate that was very good this quarter. Do you see any risk from the ongoing macro evolution in terms of collection rate going forward? And the second question on the partnership with Credito Fondiario, I've understood that you don't want to add much more details, but just on the philosophy behind these, both IFIS and Credito Fondiario are debt purchasers and credit managers. So, what is basically the aim of this partnership, and what is the philosophy behind it? Thank you.
About we are not worried about the collection rate, or we are not yet worried about it. For the moment, we don't have any signal of this, so we are confident that our capacity of collection will still remain the same, about the same. Talking about our possible partnership with Credito Fondiario, let me say that our intention is to create a business in all asset classes and able to compete in terms of size, quality of services, efficiency with the leading market players. And so we think that our specialization and our dimension fits very well with Credito Fondiario, and we hope we will be able to create a big player for the moment in the Italian market, but in the future maybe also in the European part, market.
Just if I can add one thing, we want to move and play a key role in the future in the Italian market, and we will carry out this transaction only if there is value creation for our shareholders. Okay? So we took 60 days to reach, to see and assess this transaction, to assess the value creation for our shareholders. Up to now, let's say we are studying, as it is, as the CEO was saying.
Okay. So it is basically something that relates to the collection platforms, not the investment side of the business.
Both of them.
Okay.
But by two different vehicles.
But the
Obviously, the portfolio that we are actually managing still remains on our books. So,
okay, thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Andrea Lisi of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the call. Just two questions from my side. The first one is on a loan loss provision. I see that in this quarter there is a bit acceleration with respect to the first quarter. I just want to ask you whether if you see what is the trend you see in a loan loss provision, and if it is reasonable to expect a run rate in terms of basis point with comparable to the one that we have in the first half, also for the full year. And the second question is on the NPL business. I just want to ask you if it is possible to know What is the capital allocated to the NPL area? I have seen that IFIS NPL has around, if I don't be wrong, 362 million allocated. If can we take it as a good proxy, or it is higher or lower? Thank you.
Okay. With regard to the loan loss provision, you have to consider that Q1, but especially Q2, included some additional provision to reflect the evolution of some of our exposures towards the construction sectors. Okay? And of course, In the second half, we cannot provide a guidance because it really depends on our book. On one or two or three large positions can really change our cost of risk if they go well or bad. What we can say is that for sure there is a, let's say, we will increase the monitoring of our underwriting and credit department. That was the CEO. Is focused on in this part of the industrial plan. Regarding the capital allocated, the CET1 allocated to the non-performing unit, we don't disclose it yet.
Okay,
thank you. We don't disclose it yet.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Christian Carrese of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have one quick question on the P&L. I see a big increase in the other operating income expenses year on year, so from 11 million euro to 53 million euro this year. So if you can elaborate a little bit, also the change quarter on quarter. The second question is on the strategic partnership. I see, so if I understand correctly, you are saying that the investment you did until now will be kept on your books, and you are going to try to find a partnership in which you should have a minority stake, because I see from the press release that the Gruppo Fondiario will consolidate the assets combined, so the new production that will be done by the partnership. So I was wondering, what is the aim of this partnership, apart from to compete with other players, maybe also in Europe? If you are assuming some synergies, maybe also some reduction in personnel that will be sent to the new partnership, to the NewCo, and also in terms of capital, if you think that this could free up some capital, maybe through capital gain, depends on the structure of the deal, cash, paper, and so on. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but all these details is too early to talk about. And as I said before, we are in preliminary talks and didn't share the numbers yet. And so it's absolutely too early to give you further information. But there is an idea. We think that is a good idea, an industrial idea. We won't compete on the market, which is changing day by day in this sector, and we won't have part of a bigger player, and a player able to compete in every field of NPL sector. So this is all we can say now, and obviously this is a tool to be more efficient in our market, and we now will consider all the figures and all the details of this possible partnership. But for the moment, I'm not able to give you
more information.
We made a press release just to be fully transparent with the market of any ongoing discussion. Regarding the question on the...
Excuse me, and you understood very well. We will keep on our book the our portfolio and the possible partnership we look to the future, but we still stay in this market and we still remain invested on our portfolio.
Yes. Regarding the other part of your question, there is, on page 5 of the presentation, you can see that there is a sort of normalization. Let's say that the movements that you see between other administrative expenses and other net income expenses are due to the closing of a tax proceeding of former Interbanca, which, by the way, does not provide any impact on Banca IFIS net income. So as you see, there are some changes in other administrative expenses, other net income expenses, taxes were provided this sort of normalization, but let's say the final result is that the net income is at zero impact.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Luigi Tramontana, Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question again on the potential agreement with Credito Fondiario. For sure, you are just starting the negotiations, so no details. What the market would like to understand is the strategic rationale of your negotiations. So what is the final objective in opening these negotiations? Do you want to become a pure NPL investor, so keeping the approximately 1.6 billion RWA on your books, and offload the NPL servicing activity because you see that scale is becoming a strategic element in this specific activity, given that consolidation is ongoing in the Italian market? Do you see any pressure in terms of commissions for the NPL servicing activity? And so in the future, you will rather continue to invest in NPL portfolios while the servicing activity will no longer be consolidated in the group. Thanks for your clarifications.
Let's say that, thanks for that. As you said, it's too early to enter and to go into all these details. I would like to stress that the non-performing market is changing due to consolidation, amount of portfolio being sold, regulation, many aspects. So in this context, there was an opportunity to open a discussion with a player, and we pursue that. But let's say that all the pictures need to be, let's say, clarified going forward. So up to now, we don't want to enter into so much details. What I would like to stress is that the portfolio will remain in our book. The non-performing will remain a key priority. The non-performing business will remain a key priority for us. Of course, we'll continue to buy portfolios. And if that is the rationale, let's say, we want to keep a presence and just be part of a larger player. That is nothing, but at the present, we cannot say anything more.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Benjamin Pesquier of TKO Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, thanks for taking the question. Could you please give us an update on the capital structure of the group and the review going on with the holding company La Scogliera? Thanks.
No, sorry, this is Martino. I think that it was clear that we in Q1, we stayed, let's say up to now, we are not considering anymore the merger, reverse merger of La Scogliera. We, on the other hand, we understand that we have to focus on our common equity one, and let's say that's also that you can see in our results. We, the CEO in the previous call was saying that we were at 10.29%, and he wants to focus on the CET1 and to increase it, and now we brought this number to 10.81%. And I would like to also to stress that there are also some, let's say we are also potentially considering some transactions as the one on the real estate, which can create a potential capital gain. And so we take in very strong consideration the common equity one. Also, we have a sound buffer compared to the SREP, which is 8.12%. And our SREP is among the lowest among Italian banks.
Okay, thanks very much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And, of course, if you have any question, feel free to contact us. And otherwise, we look forward to meet you in September or in our business plan presentation that is expecting, as the CEO was saying, in autumn.
Okay. We don't know exactly when, but in autumn, certainly in autumn. Thank you very much, everybody, and good evening.
Thank you.
And good holidays.
Bye.